So are you a massive fan of Game of Thrones, then, Kerry?
I like it, but I'm not so much the massive fan. That would be Darren. He's the massive fan of it. I sort of come sometimes watch it with him when I'm on the telly, when I'm on something else. But he's him and his mum are the massive fans. They're bringing each other up and trying to find the next bit out. And
his mum watches it. Ooh, but, I think I'd want my mum watching.
But he watches it with his mum.
Phew, yes.
A wedding day is the bride's day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock not to be having my white dress and my white cake and everything, but no, it was brilliant.
You look beautiful. I mean, you were dressed as Daenerys Targaryen, weren't you? The Dragon Queen.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and you look in the pictures absolutely fabulous. So it must have been great talking point amongst the relatives when you said, right, got a special theme going on. You've got to be dressed as... What did they say?
Everybody was just so up for it. I thought the ones that would be not up for it would be my parents, but Darren sort of had a little word with them without me knowing. And they were so looking forward to it, and everybody was just so willing. It was, and that's what made it really extra special, really, just to know that everybody was doing it and wanted to do it.
Well, who did your parents go as? I mean, Helen
Hodor. My dad was Hodor.
Right.
My mum was,
this is where Darren would come in, isn't it?
Yes.
He's
like the Game of
Thrones. Was she a Stark? I think, or something.
She was what?
The Red Witch, is it something like that? I don't know.
Hi, Mum. Can you be a Red Witch for my wedding?
All the names and stuff. It's just because I'm sort of like half watching it. I don't. It's too much to take on when I'm watching it.
And a lot of names.
There's so much going on the show as well.
Yeah.
You know.
But, mind you, Eastnor Castle. What an awesome setting for it.
I know. It was originally supposed to be somewhere else. Sort of. I think it was Essex Way, but they sort of brought it forward for us. It was more perfect than, originally planned. So Eastnor Castle is just absolutely beautiful.
And we should probably point out that this wasn't something that the other half organised. He actually won it in a competition, didn't he?
Yeah, Blinkbox. Tesco Blinkbox. They're now showing the Game of Thrones Series 4 on there.
Yeah.
On there, you see. So they sort of put it out there to, to win a wedding, and we did.
My gosh!
Did you manage to keep the costumes and stuff?
No, unfortunately not, because I think there was so much costumes. I think they had a whole room just full of, costumes. It was like makeup, wardrobe, that sort of thing. It was.
So you put out a proper Hollywood star then,
it
really?
It felt like it at the time, yeah.
Lindsay was saying in the news that people were spending like 50 hours in makeup before the wedding. I thought that was just the bride on the day.
No. No, it was, I think it was an overall 50 hours. I think because there was like three or four for hair and makeup and stuff. But because there were nine of us that got dressed up, the White Walker for Mike, the best man.
Oh, God, he looks amazing.
Yeah, he was so patient. I think he sat there for like 4 hours being painted up.
I bet. But it was all worth it for the photos.
It was, yeah. He looked amazing.
Was it easy to eat and drink in all the costumes and stuff, especially from the people who had all the face makeup and all that sort of stuff when you had the meal and things?
It was all fine because they just kept running around sort of coming to do touch-ups, if we got a bit smudged or a bit, it was fine.
Have you got any mementos from the day? Apart from the pictures?
We have got a little sword, yeah.
Oh,
have you? Oh,
magic.
And your wedding cake, of course, was Game of Thrones themed,
That's
wasn't it,
right,
as well?
Yeah. It wasn't the wedding cake that I'd always imagined doing.
I bet King Joffrey's crown was the top, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was fun to do. It took me a long time, but because I just wanted to get it just right, I kept changing my mind over the design, and I just, every time I was putting something on, I was either taking it off or adding something. But
well, that's bride's prerogative, isn't it?
Yeah. So
if you're going to be made to dress up in Game of Thrones, at least I'll do it my way.
Well, yeah. I'll make my own cake and make it beautifully.
I couldn't have anybody else making my cake, seeing as that's what I do. So I just.
Oh no.
No, but the dragon scales, they took the longest. They were.
Baking's a big thing at the minute, but I think if people can get on our Facebook page, we'll stick a few more pictures from the wedding day up there. We've already got the one of you and Darren and the horse there at the minute, but we'll put a few more up there so people can marvel at your amazing day. Kerry, thank you very much for chatting to us.
No, that's thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Free Radio.